Well, Brad, I want to go over your essay one with you, and so I'd like for you to open one of the attachments that I sent to you and have it open while I go through these comments. I think it'll make it easier for you to understand. All right, the first thing I want to say about it is that I think you had some great points, and I think you did a good job of writing. However, there's some structure things that I need to go over with you. And one is, don't write it all in the same paragraph. You want there to be distinct paragraphs, and you want one paragraph to lead into the next. So I've marked with the blue highlighter where I think you should have started the other paragraphs. And I think that that would make your essay much easier to read. I think the first sentence was good. The first paragraph was good. However, I would like to see a more distinct or clearly stated thesis sentence. In yours, you pretty much said, with technology, teachers are able to do so much more. I think it would be much better if you said, with technology, teachers are able to teach to various learning styles. Students get more involved, and teachers are able to create better learning experiences. Something like that. And then you could take each of those points and make a paragraph from it. If you'll notice over to the right, I made several comments just on things that I think as far as grammar. You're leaving out some commas that need to be in there. This is a misspelled word. This should only, here you should say different learning style, not learnings styles. By variety, comma, I mean its features, comma. You can look at my comments and see all of those small grammatical errors that I think you've made, or changes to words that you should have. I want you to look at this sentence that starts out, teachers being able to bring technology into the classroom. Subject verb agreement. Teachers give, not teachers gives. And I think this is just a wordy sentence. I think you could just say technology in the classroom gives students the opportunity to learn more about the latest what? Would you say latest news? Latest what? Not just the latest. Tell us a little bit more on that sentence. Same thing here. What is it? I think it'd be easier if you just say, by having technology in the classroom, students can learn about it, work with it, and so on. In the next highlighted sentence, it starts out with, some would argue that technology is a... I wouldn't put the hold up or a in there. I would just say, some would argue that technology is a distraction. Then I'd put a semicolon, and then I would put, others would argue that it's not. I would just do that sentence like that. I would say, some would argue that technology is a distraction, semicolon, others would argue that it is not. And then complete what you said there. So I think you had a good closing. I think you had a pretty good opening. I would have liked a stronger thesis sentence. Your points are all valid and they're good. You've got some grammar errors in there that you need to check. Go back and give yourself time to check some of those.